Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He was the limitless wonder.
Thank you, a limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
That's your favorite one, Joe. Had to get it in for your birthday.
I appreciate that, Limits, and I understand before we get rolling here, we have a caller who wants to. He's desperate at this point, isn't he?
Yes, we have a mystery, very popular fan caller that would like to wish you a happy birthday. Caller, reveal yourself.
This is Paul in Washington County, Giuseppe. I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
One of my favorites.
Enjoy yourself out there.
Thank you.
Your future. You still got a whole lot of time to go, my friend. You're the best in the state. Happy birthday, my friend.
What do you think of Bob? I really appreciate that.
You are the best.
And he hung up.
Paul, that was it.
Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
That was nice. He's had some legendary calls
lately,
Bob.
And he doesn't hold back.
No. Do we have any of Paul when he ripped intern Dom, or when he ripped you? Or when he ripped me as well?
Oh, we definitely do. I mean, do you remember when intern Dom was being called out for being in the kiddie pool? Remember that one?
Yeah, I like that one.
That might be my favorite one.
That was Paul from Washington telling intern Dom to get back into the kiddie pool.
Dom's swimming in the deep waters here. We need to send him back to the kiddie pool.
I like that a lot. All right, Bob, let's get to it. I don't know if we're going baseball. Why is Andrew Heaney still here? Well, what
he
are we doing?
Single-handedly
Why is he
cost
still
them
here?
The game last night. Came in 2/3 of an inning, 5 runs. Oviedo looked good. You know, they're building him back up after that surgery. He'll be a factor next year, but yeah, Heaney should not be. And the Pirates should just, every year it seems like they sign a 1-year left-handed veteran.
Yeah, but they usually trade him. Why is he still here?
Well, he should have been traded. At the time, he was doing better than he is now. So.
It's ridiculous. What is Ben Cherington doing? Why would you keep Pham? Why would you keep Heaney? And who else did they keep that was a pending UFA?
IKF.
For what purpose? Like, just trade them for their sake. Trade them for our sake. And I know Pham's been hitting good.
He's been terrific lately, yes.
I don't know if I'd go that far, Bob.
He's
hitting 230 in August, or he hit 230 in August.
If you look at his last 2 months, though, you'll see that he was over 300.
For sure. June and July, he was unbelievable, and good for him. That was after he buried them in April and May, and now he stinks again in August.
True.
So, but even for his sake, and please don't talk about the leadership crap. Not you, but everybody out there, because I know you agree with me. I don't need leadership from Andrew Heaney. I need him to get somebody out.
They have leaders. They don't need another one. What they need is people who can
players.
Do things. Players who can produce. And they don't have enough of those right now, and they need more in the offensive category. I think their pitching is going to be good, Joe. If I look at their pitching next year, if I'm going to be optimistic about it, I will be optimistic. I thought it was good this year. I think it's going to be better next year.
They lead the league in shutouts. They're going to have an unbelievable top of their rotation, I think. And I thought Bubba Chandler the other night, Bob, I mentioned this yesterday, had a little bit of a young A.J. Burnett in him, and you'll get all the cynics, oh, what does that stuff matter, the rah-rah stuff. It matters to fans, and therefore it matters when you get a guy who's yelling coming off the mound and you have people, the most loyal fans of all, in that building chanting Bubba at the end of the game.
It was great, yeah.
It matters.
It really was. And, yeah, his emotions are good. I think you want to have guys who have emotions come up, you know, and as soon as he got out of the inning, man, it was unbelievable. And he got a standing ovation, by the way. As he headed to the dugout.
It was great stuff.
Because he had started with, it looked like a leadoff home run that he was going to give up. And it didn't, it hit off the wall, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, and he was a little bit wild to the next hitter. They came right back, though. Two of the next three he struck out.
I loved it. And obviously the important thing is that arm. And when I have somebody like Henry Davis saying, that kid has the best fastball I've ever seen, and that comes from the personal catcher for Paul Skeens. I mean,
that says a lot.
So him, those two, Ashcraft, I like him a lot. Oviedo.
If you're going to still have Keller around.
Well, you shouldn't still have Keller around. But if you do, then
he's a fifth guy. He's a good guy to have in that role.
If he's a three, four, or five, yeah. but see, the problem with Keller is he has a reputation among some as being Mr. Consistent, and that's exactly not what he is. When he implodes big, and it happens every August and September. He just falls apart and gives you nothing. You can't have that. They should have traded him at the deadline, if for no other reason, to get rid of that money so they can allegedly use some of it on a bat. But now they're stuck with a depreciating asset in Mitch Keller. Anyway, Bob.
No, and they should have missed the boat, because ever since then, he's gone the other direction. And so his, you know, stock in the offseason, they're going to be anywhere near what it was at the trade deadline.
Right.
You'll have more opportunities with other teams who may want him, but again, you reduce the return you're going to get because of how he's finished the season.
I don't think they're far from contention. To me,
and we haven't even mentioned Jared Jones, who's coming back.
Right.
And if he's anything like he was before his injury, man,
if you have a rotation like that, you are by any reasonable definition close. You need a couple of bats, and a couple of bats, to me, gets you to wild card contention.
But that's all you want. Have a
chance.
For
now, yeah, to have a chance.
Make games meaningful down the stretch. I think that's all people want.
But as long as Charrington's there, I don't have faith that that'll happen.
And what do you think will happen in the offseason?
I think he'll make some sort of lame effort on a small budget and screw it up like he did last offseason. But if he's not here, if they can go out and find somebody else, and yesterday I said, you know, a Jim Rutherford type of wheeler and dealer, a guy you bring in to sort of finish something, and in this case, finish the rebuild and get to the point of contention, that's the guy I want in there. Somebody who comes in and says, Keller, you're going here. Maybe Hunter Barco, you're going there. And on my limited budget, instead of parsing out 10 cents for Tommy Pham and 11 for Adam Frazier, I'm going to go out and get a real hitter for $12 million. They spent $10 million on Chapman 2 years ago, and that was smart.
And he was good this year, Chapman, in Boston.
Yeah.
Still, they could have brought him back for another year. But if they don't do that, then they certainly have assets they can trade. And yes, you'd have to get rid of some of these pitchers we just mentioned, some one or two of them. If you can bring in what you don't have and those guys will allow you to do it, fine. Just find hitters, however you can find them.
And I made the point yesterday too, Bob, and I wonder if you agree, that you obviously can't bring in nine hitters. But so you're going to have to live with some of what you have. Mm-hmm. For instance, Horowitz, he's going to be your first baseman.
He's been better, though.
He's okay.
You have to admit.
Gonzalez is going to be your second baseman. He's barely above average because he's poor defensively.
But I think you would believe in his bat from what you saw this year.
A little more power. But
I wouldn't bat him
okay.
Cleanup like he's bat. They've had so many guys bat cleanup who don't deserve to be in that position.
Yeah. You're going to have to live with your catchers, whoever they might be, the kid they got from the Yankees, Davis, Endy, whoever. Then you go with Reynolds and Cruz. So the positions I'm looking at are left field, third base, mm-hmm. and DH. Three bats, please, please, for the love of God, go out and find three bats. And they don't need to be Juan Soto.
They don't need to be
Fernando Tatis.
No.
They put three guys who can hit. That's
Tony
all.
Tony Bellinger
Three guys
type.
Who can hit.
Right. Bellinger has 24 home runs. Alonso, those are all guys who make less than, I think, $35 million a year. They're in the 27 to 30. That's what you have to pay.
Bob.
That's
I don't
easy.
Even know if
this shouldn't even be
it
a question.
It should, but let's talk realistic. Give me a $12 million hitter here. Give me somebody in a trade for Mitch Keller there, and maybe somebody in a trade for a young arm like a Barco here, the equivalent of him that I can put in at third base, a guy who's ready to crack the majors. We talked about a bunch of outfielders. Limits, do you agree with that strategy?
Yeah, I mean, I like the way that you're outlining what the rotation is looking like right now. Connor Griffin, Zangrilli said yesterday, might even have a chance to be up here on opening day.
Yeah.
That would eliminate a spot. Look, third base, left field, figure out what you want to do, whether it be a catcher or first base. And that solves a lot
of
problems.
I can live with Spencer Horwitz if they solve those other
two
things.
You're going to have to live with Horwitz. Right. You're going to have to live with your catchers.
He's a good defensive guy, and I think he's capable of hitting 15 home runs. That's okay if you can find other guys who compensate for the power.
You have to. And now, another guy who could be just a call away here is Termar Johnson.
Is he getting better lately?
Well,
I'll say this.
I'll say this. He has a 744 OPS, and he's hitting 270, okay? With 9 home runs in 370 at-bats. So while he hasn't taken off the way you'd want, he also hasn't flopped. He's not a total flop here. And you feel like at any moment, and I wish I could find the game logs there. I don't know if you can, Limits, because it seems like he's heated up lately to get his average up to 270. The kid just turned 21, Bob. So he could be a call away next year, too.
Yeah, and that would be great. If they can get him up here before he turns 22, which is mid-season next year, that's what you need to see. Roman Anthony is a guy for Boston. He's 21 years old. We've talked a lot about him.
Well, Connor Griffin is that guy. He's their superstar.
No, but I'm talking about age. You'd love to have guys of that age in your starting lineup. That makes everything a lot better for your entire organization if you can get him up here. So he's been okay lately. I've looked down at this.
Who's that?
Termar Johnson.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Three
home runs in his last 9 games.
Yeah. He's far from falling off the map and seems only to be, you know, a hot streak or two away from putting up really good numbers from what everything we saw and heard when they drafted him. And in periodic streaks in his pro career so far, he seems like the type of hitter who can figure things out and get very hot.
He's hitting 304 in his last 30 games, 450 in his last 10.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. So he's close, I would think, at least by early next year, a promotion to AAA. Him and Griffin will be a phone call away, and that's good. So go out and get some bats. Get ready for at least one of those two guys to help you next year. I think it's fair to assume, and Brian Reynolds, even though he hit a homer last night, to me lost them the game.
A couple of strikeouts with bases loaded.
It's their $100 million guy. Drive in a run. Don't strike out in those situations.
They had the bases loaded, no outs in that inning.
He's a disaster this year, but I'm willing to give him a disaster year. He had the one great year. Bob, to me, he's not old enough to fall off the map here. He's a guy who's going to revert to form.
And he still has like 4 years left on a contract.
Don't you think he'll revert to being a 20 to 25, 280 type hitter next year?
As long as those hits come in meaningful situations, like last night they needed one. Not that those games are all that important because they're in last place, but the point is he's done that throughout the course of the season where he's had some big moments and he hasn't taken advantage.
Here's what I think. When you see back-to-back games like Bubba Chandler MFing everything coming off the mound and yelling and screaming and having fun and blowing people away with one of the best fastballs we've ever seen a Pirate have, and then the next day it's Paul Skenes doing what he did and doing what he does, I don't know how you can't project a little bit to the immediate future and say, my God, what they could have. Just give them a little bit of help. Skenes, when he gets, you know what his record is, Bob, in 16 decisions when they score 3 runs for him? What's his record?
14-2.
What's his record? Wrong. Limits?
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
16-0.
So
when
just
he gets
give him
3 runs.
I knew it was good. I didn't know it was that good.
They lead the league in shutouts. Come on, Ben Sherrington, get a batter 3
in
here.
Shut out. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
They go both ends of that. But the thing is, you know that both of those guys, when they're on their games, and normally it's every start, and I'm projecting Bubba Chandler would be this guy, and even Ashcraft, I've been very impressed. How about Mike Burrows? We haven't mentioned him. Again, they have guys they can move if they want to get what they need.
Yes.
So there are ways to do it, and
but you don't trust
urgent.
Ben Sherrington to do
urgent.
It, do you?
Well, not from what I've seen.
I sure don't. So to me, the whole offseason is moot if they keep that guy around. He's had his chance. He failed.
It's all about results. They can talk about analytics in every department, but the biggest analytic there is wins and losses. And yeah. they've been in last place every year, basically.
Man, imagine if Termar Johnson takes off. Those numbers jumped off the page there, Limits.
Yeah, 450 in the last 10. He had a four-hit day as a part of those numbers. He's starting to hit for a little bit more pop. He is not driving in a lot of runs, but
I don't care about that. I care about the fact he's heating up and he's 21. He's 21. Not every guy's going to rocket through the system. You'd like the Pirates to have one. They seem to have one. And his name is Connor Griffin, and I think he might be here next year. Limits, we completely sabotaged and hijacked the Limitless Express with baseball talk, so why don't you take it over with a little NFL Films music underneath?
Oh, that's okay, Joe. Would. No worries at all.
I like that music, I like that. Don't you, Bob?
I like the way it starts, yes, and it gets you right into the flow. This
all right,
is the
boys.
NFL season. It's upon us, ladies da, and gentlemen. Da, da, Austin da, Bechtel da, with da, Limitless da, Express da, da, da. As we get set for 2025.
Oh, you sound like John Facenda.
No, I could never do that. But I love John.
You're
Facenda.
Pretty close.
He's really good.
Do the music bump.
It's like two people sparring.
I love it so much. And I love NFL Films. And I feel like NFL Films' role in creating a league that surpassed baseball as America's game is underrated. They mythologized football.
Totally.
They took us to places where we wanted to get and couldn't get in any other sport.
Right.
The locker room, the sideline, the huddle, everywhere else. They took
it's
us there.
It's all about the access, and they got it all.
Sorry, Limits.
Kabali tweets, con, and it's a gif. What do you think that Mark thinks that Omar Khan is doing here, Bob? Is there a trade in the works? What do you think could be in play
just,
here?
I think he's just putting something out there to make it think like there's something. I don't know that there could be. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they bring in another wide receiver at
That's
some point.
That's what I think. I think they're going to trade for another wide receiver. But who knows what Kabali's doing.
I wasn't surprised Terry McLaurin signed down there. They need him. He's been there through thick and thin.
He's a really good player.
And they knew that. He came in. And Hendrickson, same thing. It all ended up. Micah Parsons is the only one that's out there that's not.
And by the way, Bob. It seems like everybody thinks that Washington's is the step back team this year. Like they're going to get worse. I'm not so sure about that.
I'm one of them. I think they're not going to be. I just think they set the bar very high. I think it's going to be hard to, especially year two, where teams know what this quarterback can do, and he's a very special quarterback. It looks.
But they
like.
Fortified their defense a little bit. They got their guys back. I really like that team.
I like them on paper, too. I just don't think they're going to be able to reach the level they reached last year.
And everybody seems to have New England as the step forward team. I think that's a 6-win team, and I like Drake May.
Well, that's actually a step forward.
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, I know what you mean. People saying they're going to make the playoffs and crap like that.
Right.
No chance. Do you agree?
I think they could be spoilers. I think they'll be a good team that will surprise some teams along the way. They'll fall short of that, though.
I'm not a huge Mike Vrabel guy. I think he's overrated. Him and Artie Smith had a guy named Derrick Henry, and a rising tide lifts all boats, doesn't it, Bob?
It does, and that boat didn't get to the tide, top of the tide.
Next.
Ryan Clark's son, Jordan Clark, is being waived by the Jets, but is expected to be on the Jets practice squad if he goes unclaimed. Ryan Clark actually used to live in Baldwin when he played for the Steelers, and some of my friends played youth football with Jordan Clark. How about that?
What position? And
factoid.
Tell us more.
He's a defensive back.
Yeah.
Ryan Clark says on Twitter, what a blessing. Not the first Clark from our household to be in a practice squad in New York. The start of the journey, not the end.
Yeah, man. That's the Ryan Clark story. Ryan Clark was a hell of a football player.
He really
for the
was.
Steelers.
And he came a long way. And man, he really complimented Troy a lot. Those two together were very good.
I was just going to say that he was sort of the straight man to Troy's.
Some of the hits he laid out.
Craziness. Oh,
loved hellacious it. Hits.
He was really, really good. Next.
The Giants are releasing veteran receiver Will Jordan Humphrey, and Washington is releasing former Vikings receiver K.J. Osborne, who actually has had an okay career. Any of those guys interest you as a potential Steeler wide receiver option?
If I knew who they were,
no,
I'd be mighty interested. Limits. How many obscure people can you do in this NFL clip? You have Jordan Clark was his name?
Yes.
And then these two other guys?
You
what about Trey Hendrickson and all the big stories in the league?
You told me to go over these transactions that were made with cuts today.
I said go over the big NFL stories. There's stuff happening all around the league. You're giving me the most obscure guys on the map, Bob.
Bob,
have you ever heard of these guys?
You see how constantly I get criticized
Kenny
by
Pickett,
our man,
Trey Hendrickson.
In this case, though, he's right.
Yeah, that's true. And it's his birthday today, so he gets a pony free pass. He gets a pony free pass today because it's his birthday.
I don't know who they are. Otherwise, I'd have an opinion. Bob, do you?
I've seen their names. I don't know much about them either. So I don't think they're not going to. If they make a move, it's got to be a bigger move. It's not going to be somebody like that.
So what about Trey Hendrickson? What do you think, Joe? They give him a $16 million raise, but he's still going to be a free agency at year's end.
I think it's the clearest case in any of these contract talks so far, and there have been some high-profile ones, including a couple here. Well, you could say Cam, too, though. We don't know how the Cam story ends. So far, this is the clearest case of a team winning over a player. Are you kidding me? He's going to go out and sacrifice his body on a one-year deal?
One-year deal.
That doesn't even get him close to TJ or Myles Garrett in salary?
And since 2020, when you look at the top three sack meisters in the game, it's TJ, followed by Myles Garrett. Not far behind is Trey Hendrickson. Yeah. He's in the 70s also. So, but they need him. They knew that. It's almost like putting a franchise tag on him is what this looks like, even though it isn't that.
Yeah, this is bad.
Here's the thing about Trey Hendrickson, too, though. Maybe this is a little bit of a win for him because he gets another $16 million, plus he gets to go to the market. If he wants to leave Cincinnati and get a big contract, $40 million elsewhere.
There's a lot of ifs involved, plus he's a year older, and you just get to the point where you wonder how many teams are going to be, depending on how his year goes.
Right.
But he's betting on himself here, and I get it.
Yeah, you get
and,
your
and
money.
That
you
makes him
yourself.
Dangerous. I'm a big believer in one-year proof of contracts. Kind of, I like those
I
players
have
who have
limits.
Them.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm just saying. I want those guys on my team.
Me too. I have one limits. May I?
Sure.
Caitlin Clark becomes Nike's newest signature athlete. Bob, she has her own logo. Did you see it?
The CC together.
So it's like it. Picture the GB Nike, for smart. Green Bay Packers. Hers is a CC interlocked. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Wonder how much that contract's worth.
Oh, and I'm depressed because, as you know, there's only three teams left in all of sports I really root for. The Indiana Fever, the Golden State Warriors, and the Buffalo Bills, at least during the playoffs, because of people back home, my family. And they've been crushed by injuries, notably to her, and they're about to have an unbelievable just collapse and miss the playoffs. Yeah.
So you're not doing well there. Although I got to tell you, speaking of Buffalo, I saw a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, at the Hall of Fame that they honored Marv Levy, who turned 100 years old.
You know who else got honored in Buffalo? Greg Brown.
Yeah, Greg
the
Brown.
Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, I was thinking NFL. Yeah, in Buffalo, absolutely. Greg deserves it.
How about
he has
that?
Been a steady stream of consistent calling. I mean, he's come up with nice expressions.
He's great.
And sayings, and he is excitable, and I love that about him.
I love listening to him. Limits, can you get Marv Levy on the show? I was listening to a national show the other day, and they had Marv on. Call the Bills and say we want Marv Levy on.
And say it's Buffalo Joe who wants him.
Okay.
Thank you, Limits.
He'll do it. And that day on the Hall of Fame, he will do it.
I just heard him.
He sounded great, yeah.
He's older than, he's almost as old as Ron, and he still sounds
I can't
great.
Believe he's 100 years old. I never put that together. Just still remember those Buffalo Bill 4 Super. What an accomplishment. I know you're not happy about it, but, man, they came close, wide right by just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, think of how big a game the conference championship is.
But just getting back to their year after year after year.
Yeah, four in a row to win four in a row?
Well, exactly. But, I mean, losing, and then your year ends like that. You got to come back, get it all together again.
Yeah.
Go to the same path, lose again, get it all back together. That's hard to do.
Really hard. It's one of the greatest accomplishments in sports history. And one of the greatest chokes in sports history altogether, Bob.
Yeah.
One more limits.
This Micah Parsons thing is seemingly not going away. He obviously wants a new deal. Jerry Jones went on Michael Irvin's podcast and compared it to if you go to mom and she makes the decisions and mom says no, but then you go to dad and dad says yes, it's
well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what situation Jerry thinks that he's playing at here.
Jerry shouldn't be the GM, number one.
Right.
And he goes out there and I think at times embarrasses himself with some of the stuff he says.
I saw Kyle Brandt talking the other day, and I really like him, and I agreed that it seems Jerry has sunk to a place where the brand, you know, they have this, I think it's a Netflix series out now that he just loves about the Cowboys, is more important to him than winning football games, like the Cowboy brand.
Well, somehow the brand has sustained itself despite not winning a Super Bowl since they beat the Steelers in 1995.
I know. Or not many playoff. How many playoff games have they won since then? Two? Yeah, it's a disaster. Although It wasn't a great look for Parsons to be laying on that table the other day, was it, Bob? Looking extremely disgruntled.
Yeah, no, I don't know where that's going to go. I still think, I said this about all the other two, I think this will go to the 11th hour. He'll get it done. By the way, Stan on Twitter says KJ Hamler, former Penn State, released in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up, but it might be too obscure.
Well, no, everybody knows KJ Hamler. My God, Limits. What do you think of him?
He was a really good college player, just has not been able to translate to the NFL. He's really a slot guy that might be just a little bit too small for the NFL.
Well, I don't think he's the guy they need, Bob, from what I saw in Buffalo. Anyway, 93.7, the Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the Fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email usports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, potential dates, details at 937thefan.com now. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates. Personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Win totals are in from The Athletic. NFL win totals, what's the Steelers? Will tell you, and whether you think their writer thinks they'll go above or under, and what we think.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.